Guerrilla marketing. Unusual ways to promote a product.
What's the best way to promote a product? Advertising, personal selling, shop demos? Guerrilla marketing techniques are becoming more and more popular. But what do they consist of?
The objective of guerrilla marketing is to create a buzz, to get people talking about your product, to get it in the news whilst spending as little as possible. Inexpensive, small-scale stunts that attract massive amounts of attention. Here are a few examples of guerrilla marketing.
In 2007, Swedish furniture giant IKEA transformed bus stops in Manhattan into furnished rooms, giving people a comfortable place to sit while they waited to get home. Reports of the stunt appeared in all the major newspapers.
In 2009, Libresse dropped more than 3,000 gift packs of tampons on Dutch beaches. The packs floated down on pink parachutes. The event was reported widely in the press.
Loctite stuck coins on the ground to demonstrate the effectiveness of their Superglue 3 brand. The coins had stickers on them advertising the product.
Lee Jeans covered parking meters and manhole covers in Paris with jeans to promote the opening of a new store. With so much denim around the city, the launch was a major success.
UNICEF set up a water vending machine filled with bottles of contaminated water to raise awareness of the lack of clean water in many countries. Diseases on offer included malaria, cholera, and typhoid.
Italian newspaper Gazzetta dello Sport dropped millions of strips of pink paper from the top of a building in Milan to promote the newspaper, which is printed on pink paper.
As part of a Carlsberg campaign, 10 and 20 pound notes were left around London. Each note had a removable sticker attached to it, which read, "Carlsberg don't do litter, but if they did, it'd probably be the best litter in the world." The campaign created massive media interest and thousands of Londoners desperate to pick up the litter.
Médecins du Monde distributed hundreds of tents to homeless Parisians sleeping along the Quai d'Austerlitz and Canal Saint-Martin. All the tents had the Médecins du Monde logo on and drew attention to the number of destitute people in the area.
In 1999, the town of Halfway, Oregon, was paid $100,000 to rename itself Half.com for a year. Within 2 weeks, news of the name change had appeared on the Today Show, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. 3 weeks later, Half.com was bought by eBay for $313 million, one of the biggest advertising returns ever.
In order to promote the release of The Simpsons movie, a giant 60-meter Homer Simpson was painted right next to one of the UK's most famous landmarks, the Cerne Abbas Giant, which is carved into a chalk hillside in Dorset. News of the event was published in all the major newspapers.
Watch out for some guerrilla marketing in a town or city near you.